USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country at the daily coronavirus briefing. Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force joined the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on this team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the headlines this hour here on USA Radio News, the U.S. investigating the lab in China where the Wuhan virus is said to have come from. In other news, in the state of California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom giving $500 coronavirus stimulus checks to illegal aliens. The state has an estimated 2 million illegals, but the number is most likely higher.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 33 points, the NASDAQ up 139 points, the S&P 500 gaining 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans saying, I told you so to Democrats about the coronavirus stimulus money. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is criticizing Democrats for blocking additional aid to a popular small business relief fund that has run dry.
The program ran out of money and shut down, just as I warned a week ago.
The senator continues.
It's absolutely surreal to see Democratic leaders treat support for workers and small businesses as something they need to be goaded into supporting.
Democrats are insisting on adding more money for hospitals and state and local governments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To international news now, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
U.S. crews issued multiple warnings via the bridge-to-bridge radio, then used the 5 short blasts from the ship's horns using the long-range acoustic noisemaker devices as the 11 Iranian speedboat-type vessels made several passes at the U.S. ships. The Iranian vessels crossed the bows and sterns at extremely close range, estimated at 10 yards. U.S. Navy Forces Central Command out of Bahrain tells us their commanding officers retained the inherent right to act in self-defense. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.